Yeah, it's a good workout for us, you know. It's obviously these games are never easy, and you know, the boys acquitted themselves well, and you know, the main thing is we've come through it without any major injuries, and a lot of the boys have got a good hour under the belts again.
How was Miguel? Because he just sort of picked up a little bit of a knock in that first half.
Yeah, we think it's more an impact injury than anything else. And so we'll assess him over the next 24, 48 hours. As say, we're flying to Portugal in the morning. We'll have a closer look at him over there.
I thought Chris O'Grady played well today and he took his goal well, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a good finish. I mean, we looked as though we probably should have been one or two up by then anyway, but Chris took his goal well and, you know, we deserved to be in front. And then, as I say, the second half's probably a bit more even and we made a lot of changes and, you know, the young lads lost out to a little bit of strength more than anything in the box for the equaliser. But as I say, it was a really good workout for us.
I've just had a chance to speak to Rob Jones, and he says at this sort of stage in the pre-season, it's just about gelling people together, becoming familiar with new faces, even if it's young guys as well as new signings. Is that really how you see these first few games?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's very important that people get time on the pitch and they get through it without any injuries, as we're saying earlier, and obviously gives them time to familiarise themselves with each other, and that's why Portugal's going to be a good bonding session for everybody. Plus we've got two great games, so you know, we're looking forward to that now.
Yeah, and apart from that, it's a chance to work hard in hot weather conditions as well in Portugal. You're really going to be pushing the players when you're out there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it'd be the same as we would do wherever we were. You know, it's important that we work them at the right times and they get the rest and recovery at the right times, and you know, we're looking forward to a good week.
How did you feel Marlon Harewood performed today? He's one of the sort of the bigger names on trial at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Marlon was fine. He got another good hour under his belt. He's trained well with us over the past week. And, you know, obviously, he's travelling with us out to Portugal now, and we've got two good games out there for him to play in.
Is he recovering from an injury? Am I right in saying that? Is he still perhaps building up to somewhere close to 100%?
I think he's... It's the same as everybody at this stage of the pre-season. They're all just building up. It's time, and you know, we're looking for 4 or 5 weeks' time, not tomorrow. So you know, that's the most important thing for us.
So you're happy with how he's performed so far, and he's got a chance, you know, ideally, if he performs well over these next few games, to sign permanently and maybe earn a contract.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's looking into the future. The most important thing for us at the moment is just to see and assess him, and you know, we'll see how he goes when we're away in Portugal.
How are you finding this new role?
Yeah, loving it. You know, it's a great opportunity for me, and obviously, you know, I've done the role in a lesser thing at Cardiff, and obviously the chance to move up with Terry moving on to Arsenal, which is a great opportunity for him, is a good opportunity for me.
And do you feel there's a buzz around the club at the moment? Obviously winning promotion, the fans are excited about being back in the Championship, and there's a bit of a momentum there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think you get that at any club when you have a season like we're doing. The way we finished last year, everybody's looking forward to the start of this season, but we know it's going to be extremely difficult. It's a very tough league, and you know, we have to make sure we're prepared and we're ready for it.
Unfortunately, you've copped for this final question. Is there anything brewing in the transfer market that you can tell us about, or is it still a bit of a slow progress there?
No, I mean, everything's obviously, this time of the year, it can be a slow process. You know, we'd love to add one or two, but at the moment we're just quite happy with what we've got, and we're going to Portugal to have a good week's training.